In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. What a joy-filled day in our joy-filled season as we approach the nativity of our Savior. God coming into the world as a little child. And then today, all our children helping that celebration with their wonderful program that we will get to witness and participate in. And then, of course, the sacred and holy baptism of little Elsie Catherine. It's so fitting. Our season is a celebration of Jesus being born into the world, of Christ being born. And today's baptism is Elsie being born into Christ. Elsie participating in the death and resurrection of the Son of God. Elsie putting on Christ in baptism. Elsie becoming an essential member of the body of Christ. Through God's promise, through God's bounty, through His grace, Elsie presents Christ to us today. And more than that, even more than presenting Christ to us, Elsie is Jesus Christ in our presence, if those promises of God are true. If Elsie put on Christ, then she is Jesus Christ in our presence. And speaking of promises, the name Elsie has several shades of meaning. It means God's bounty and God's gifts. It also means God's oath, and one of its meanings, God's promise. In the course of history, God made numerous promises to His people. Today I'd like to reflect on just one of those, just one. It's a promise that Jesus gives when He reminds us that He is our good shepherd, and it comes from John's Gospel. Jesus says about His coming, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That is why Jesus came into the world. That is why there is His nativity in the first place. It's so that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That's why Jesus sent the children in our Christmas program into the world, so that they may have life more abundantly. That's why He sent Elsie Catherine into the world, so that she may have life more abundantly. And in one sense, Elsie is already the fulfillment of that promise. You know, Jacob, Val, Evelyn, Jaden, Elsie brings more abundant life to your family, to this parish. Elsie brings more life to this church. Elsie brings more life to this community, to this world. The promise is already fulfilled in one level just by her being. There is more abundant life since she has touched our world. But there's also an additional level of meaning. There's more to the promise of abundant life than just additional people in the world. Part of the Lord's promise is that an individual person can have more abundant life even within themselves. That we can move from just existing to truly living. Part of God's promise of more abundant life is that sacred and spiritual quality of life increases, welling up in Christ to eternal life. And so the question for us is, are we participating in that more abundant life? Is love winning? Is there an eternal quality of love in your life that is winning? Is your joy increasing? Is compassion building in your spirit? Is your heart more open to God's Holy Spirit? You know, Elsie is at that wonderful stage of life, that wonderful time of life, when the answer to every one of those questions is yes. Yes, her heart is open to the Holy Spirit. Yes, compassion is building in her. Yes, joy is increasing day in and day out. And yes, love is winning in her little soul. Well, the good news is we all start out that way. It's in our genes. It's who we are. Elsie proves that this is who we are. She proves it. But we know that life can throw a curveball at us. Life is not always fair. It's not fair to any of us. It's not going to be fair always to her, even. There are crosses. There are hurts. There are tragedies. There are pains, and there is grief. There are days where you wonder, where is that promise of more abundant life? I'm reminded of something someone wise once said to me. There will be days when you're not going to find heaven on top of the mountain. There will be days your soul has to walk through the valley of shadows. Well, God's promise is that you can find heaven even in those valleys. Think back to this day when you're walking in that valley. Think back to our little Elsie. Think back to our little promise of God. Our proof that God has come among us will sustain you in that valley, in that day, and in that shadow. Our proof that God has come among us is here in her. And that little light, that pinprick of light, will start to shine in that shadow, and it'll open bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more you let it in, the more God's light will shine in us when you think back on a day like this. And not because today is cute. It's because today is real. It's because the light of God is real. It's been indelibly baptized into her soul and in her heart. And even on days where she has to walk that valley, she can turn to this day and find that light. You know, Elsie is proof that the promise of God is with us, even in the darkest of valleys. You know, everybody's probably aware that there are raging fires out west in California. It's devastation that is mind-blowing, if you think about it. If you've ever seen what happens where a fire's gone, there's nothing left. There's nothing. I saw a few photos, as we all have on TV, videos and photos. And one of the photos, something really amazing was happening. It was less than a week after the devastation went through. And there's all this soot and all this charred ashes. And in this one photo, there's already green shoots coming up in the middle of that devastation. It doesn't matter how many things are dead. It doesn't matter how much plants are ruined. It doesn't matter how many buildings were taken down. Life has a power that will not be stopped. In spite of all of the devastation, life starts to reign again. You know, Jesus promised that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means even where there is death, there is also resurrection. Elsie is part of that promise. This little girl whose name means the promise of God, is another heart open to the Holy Spirit. This little Elsie is the increase of joy in life. This little promise is the victory of love in our broken humanity. Having put on Christ, our little Elsie brings more abundant life to your family, to your church, to your community, and to this world. And that's a promise that you can believe in. Amen.